friends. Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. How you doing?
Since the last episode?
Great.
You may notice we're wearing the same outfits. That's because we're filming the same day. I had to burp at the same time. We're filming in the same day, okay?
But don't worry. I have plenty of zoomies to share with you to fill this episode.
Hopefully.
I'm sure I do. So, the first zoomie that I wanted to talk about is SZA's music video for the song Snooze.
I've loved that song very much. That's been in my top three since that album came out.
Me too. Fun fact, when the album dropped and Blind finally came out, the full version, Drew said, literally you. Anyways, but Snooze is my favorite song on the album, so I couldn't
believe it. It's a read, but it's also true.
I don't know the words to the song, so I saw this guy.
Look up the lyrics to Blind right now.
Oh, Blind, yes. I thought you were talking about Snooze.
No, yeah. Blind, yeah.
No, I know that was a read. Are you telling me that?
No, I'm saying, but true.
Yeah.
That's why it's a read.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. But what was I going to say? It's been rumored that she's going to do a Snooze remix with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I thought so too, because I saw people talking about it. Because they were fucking gagged at him in that video.
He looked so goddamn good. It was insane.
I saw someone say, like, he has the exact build and look of a white guy that would date someone who looks like SZA. And I was like, that's real.
I was sharing the pictures of it in my story, and someone, she messaged me and said, you're not straight. You just want, he looks like a lesbian or something. And a lot of people told me that. And you know what? Shut up. That's what I have to say to that. But Young Mazzino.
Dude.
I can't talk about the show he was in, obviously, because of the strike. But he is so hot. It's insane.
SZA's just like a genius.
All the men in there were so sexy. I was super gagged.
It's just the way that SZA is just like, she knows how to get the girls talking, bitch. Like, and she's just like unbelievably talented, obviously.
Yeah.
But like the art direction and stuff that she chooses and all of her like very specifically curated music videos, like the style and the scenery and everything, the lighting.
When her and Justin Bieber are on that little bulldozer, I wanted to lay my body down behind it
and have it run over
and
you.
Just literally obliterate my body. That was insane. The way he's sitting and looking at her
and smiling. Yeah. Oh, he looked a little too excited.
But I was like, oh my gosh.
But this is just so like gorgeous. Like she's so fucking beautiful and she's so fucking talented too.
It's too much.
Oh, it's crazy. And like her, just like her stylistic choices and stuff is just, it just all works so beautifully. After they run over you in the tractor, would you have Young run over you in the quad?
On the motorcycle?
On the quad,
no,
yeah.
I want Justin Bieber and SZA to run over my body in the bulldozer. And then I want Young Mazzino to tie what's left of my body to the back of
that quad.
And they drag me through the mud or whatever they're doing. And then I want him to step on me.
I just thought, how the fuck, like, SZA is just on a whole nother level of hot because, like, not that none of the men were, but, like, they obviously, all of them are very good looking men too. But, like, it's just, like, the fact that she just, like,
she knew.
Just, like, elevates, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just, like, every single person she looked perfect with.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I wish I could relate to that.
She just looked perfect.
I know. Even with the little robot at the end. Did you watch the whole video?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Of course I did.
I literally, my first night in my new house, I played it and I had to keep pausing it and screaming. Young Mazzino is so hot. I don't care.
I saw a really funny TikTok about him.
What?
About Young Mazzino. Like, it was this kid and he was in the gym and he goes, when I want to skip my workout, but I saw my fellow Korean brother was in a SZA music video and then he's like working out really fast. Like he like sped it up.
I mean, so I've funny. Known he's hot because I watched the show that he was in, but like he was so hot in that show, and then seeing him in that, I was like,
it's like seeing. You know what's so funny too is like when you see people like that in the shows, and you're like, obviously that person is attractive, whatever. Yeah. And then when they get cast in other things like music videos, it almost feels like you're seeing them in real life. So then you're like, oh.
Or what does she say? Mean Girls? It's like watching a dog walk on its hind legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but it's like, it feels like you're watching them in real life. Yeah. And then you're like, holy shit, that's crazy. Like,
that's how I feel about Jacob Elordi. I just watched him in a trailer for something else. And like, I've always thought, like, in Euphoria, I'm like, oh yeah, he's good looking. Then I saw him in that and I was like, oh my God, hold on. Hold on. It's too much.
I just thought that, like, every coupling in that music video, like, she just looked perfect. Like, they looked so beautiful. Like, what a beautiful couple together. Every single one. I was like, a beautiful couple, even the robot.
Even the robot.
Like, beautiful couples, all of them. God, she's so fucking good. And she's smart. She is smart. And I thought the representation was fucking kick ass, too, on top of that. It's fucking awesome.
Everyone in that video, hot and sexy.
Hot, sexy, hot, sexy, hot, sexy. Hot, sexy.
There you go. You guys, so I'm on my Kindle grind. I have finished hopefully by the time you guys watch this, I've finished all three books, but I finished first two books in the Summer Urchin Pretty series.
And
I have a lot of thoughts. All of you Connie lovers, you're lying to yourselves. You need to be honest. He's mean the whole time.
Yeah, I know, bitch. I read them.
And so I'm going to finish the third one. I think I'm about halfway. I'll probably finish it tonight. But I was reading them and I was like,
You're reading the third one?
I'm on the right side of history, me.
And you're are you reading the third one right now?
Yeah, I just said I'm halfway through it. I already know it's going to end in a way that makes me want to break my Kindle in half.
Told you.
But I got
to do it. I'm going to hold Jason's Kindle on this. She's going to like,
No, I'm going to headbutt my head through it. But what was I going to say? I have been getting questions on like, what am I reading? So I'm finishing that. I'll probably be done with it tonight. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to start reading Killers of the Flower Moon. That one's supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have ACOTAR. I have the first one. I have ACOTAR, but I started reading it and I thought it was boring, but I got to give it a fair chance.
I sent you a TikTok of a fanfic. Are you going to read it?
Wait, you didn't send me a TikTok on that.
I did. I sent it to you specifically so you could read it on your Kindle.
When did you send it to me?
I sent it.
Because what happens is I'll send you 50 of them and then I don't see any of the ones you send me.
Friday.
Didn't see it.
Okay, so
don't tell me what it's about. I want to read it.
No, I have to tell you the summary of it. Like, I don't know it. I haven't read it. But like, basically, I watched someone. I'm on Book Talk hella right now.
Doesn't know how to read, so I don't know why.
I keep seeing these are books I think were overhyped, and these are books that I think had the proper hype, and these are books that I think need to be hyped more, kind of thing. I see like hundreds of those.
A lot of people were recommending queer fiction to me, and I have all those books. I just haven't read them.
Dayson sent me a TikTok. This is random, not about the Kindle literally at all, but I'm happy for you. I do want to read more books though.
Okay.
Once I'm done with mine, I'll read more.
Oh, when you're done writing your book?
Yeah. Once I'm done with mine. Well, I'm always down for fiction. If anyone wants to send me fiction.
I literally stopped pretending that I like nonfiction books and now I like reading. That was what unlocked my third eye.
I like both, but I love a fiction book because it's so fun.
Like, I get finished, like, at the Summer Train Pretty, like, I've been reading them so fast and on there because I'm racing that little percentage. I have goals to meet. Like, before I got ready for Beyonce, I was like, gotta get to 50% before I can finish.
It's like closing the rings on your Apple Watch.
Yeah, that never motivated me, but the the Kindle does something to me.
That brain. I don't care about, but.
No, but the Kindle, I don't know what happens
to me. I'm always down for fiction. I thought of something else, though, because I looked over at you and I looked at Remy and that made me think of it. But Dayson's been sending me.
We've been getting tagged in them too.
Yeah, actually, after you sent it to me, I had looked and I got tagged in a different one. But I heard that Remy and Emil have a little chef dance party at Disneyland. And none of you bitches were going to tell me. That's crazy. You guys are so fake for that.
It's in that little playroom. I don't know what you call it. It's like a theater.
Yeah, the one across from the Wiener.
Thing. Yeah, in Disney California Adventures.
Yep. Yeah, I need to go there.
You know, I didn't know that that's what was going on.
I saw the TikTok. I said I would like to go there. I'd like to go there, and I'd like to shake ass with those two rats.
Girl, do you guys know the song "Big Bang"?
Big Bang.
Can you guys play Smack a Bitch?
You know what's so funny is, like, as much as I love Remy, peace and love Remy forever, he became an elitist as soon as he started French cooking.
I told you that Emil is literally Squid.
No fucking seriously.
Because he eats garbage and he's just there for a good time.
He just eats anything. Like if it's small enough, it's going in his mouth. That's why I always joke, like, if he could put furniture in his mouth, he would.
Yeah.
Like his he stresses me the fuck out, dude.
I let him come in here one time. I haven't since we started this new studio.
Yeah.
Because there's a rug in here and I know he wants to like inchworm his body around it.
He
like
gets
a,
his scent on there.
So I let him come in and him and I were both having fun. I was laughing at him and recording him. And then he ruined it because he bit my toe.
That's him wanting to play.
I wasn't playing. I was observing him play.
My fridge makes these little whiskey balls that are like, they're literally just ice spheres and it makes them. And so I use them for like, not whiskey. I'll put them in my Stanley. I'll put them in my coffee. Nice, fresh diet, Dr. Pep, you know, in a glass cup. But Squid's new thing is like, I give him those little whiskey balls because he loves balls now. Tennis balls.
Balls in his mouth.
Yep, he likes that too, I'm sure. But I give those to him and he like is just the fucking happiest dog. Like when I give them to him, he thinks they're toys and he gets to eat them. So it's like it's like a win-win. Like he literally, he'll carry it around the house. And then as it gets smaller and smaller, like it's just like, he just goes like, he plays with the ball himself like that. It's so fucking cute. But he gets almost too excited because then he gets zoomies right after. So the joke's on me. But his new thing is like when I take him in the backyard, like if he's like feeling like excited, like he wants to play, when I start walking back, he'll literally go somewhere to put something in his mouth. So I have to come get it from him and then he'll spit it out and then he'll take off and he won't come back to me. And he just like, he's like crouched like that with his butt really high and he's going, ha! And then he starts sprinting around and I can't grab him. So then I'm just, cause he's too fast. So then I'm like, all right, I just go bye, bye. And I start walking away. And then he always chases me because he doesn't want me to like leave without him. Cause he has FOMO. Dude, when Alex and Steven were here, we had a pool day. So we went swimming and me and Alex were out there and I have to put a life jacket on Squid because he loves water, but he will sink to the bottom like a stone. So I put his little life jacket on and he's like a little hesitant, but he's fun. He's fine because he loves to play in the water, but like he gets nervous around the, like if I put him in the pool, he'll swim, but he doesn't love it yet. So I just put him on the little step, right? So he can like hang out. And then I let him out because he wanted to get out. And so he like ran outside of the pool area and then he got zoomies when he got out there because now he's like, he's wet, which is fun for him. And then he started sprinting. He was going a million miles an hour, like in that life jacket. Like he was running so fucking fast and he was like, his butt was wagging because he has no tail. So his butt was wagging super hard. And Alex was dying because I kept trying to catch him, but like I can't because he's so low to the ground and he's wet. So he's slippery. So then I'm like trying to grab his life jacket. I'm like, you're lucky I have nails. Otherwise I would have got you an hour ago. And so I'm literally like, and when he turns, he jumps his butt to the side and then takes off again. And it literally felt like I was hog wrestling. Like I was chasing a greased up pig because he was so slippery. And then I had to do the same. I was like, this always works. And I just stood up and I was like, bye, bye. And I walked to the door and then he sprinted to the door and then we cornered him and then I picked him up.
Nice.
Because otherwise he thinks like everyone's having fun. Everyone's playing. And then he'll run for an hour.
Because fun.
Dude.
Everyone's mad.
It made Alex laugh. She was laughing so hard. She was no help to me whatsoever. Trying to catch him. And neither was I, if I'm being honest. Because I was like, if you break mine now, I'm going to get mad.
Yeah, immediately. I'm not having fun anymore.
Yeah. I love him so much, but he's so weird.
I know in my new house, the cats not only have zoomies like around me, but now if I'm like downstairs watching TV, they'll sprint upstairs and I can hear them running around my room above me, come back down the stairs across me, like underneath the chair. It's awful.
We have lots of room now.
So I'm just like, stop. And then they stop. It's too much. It's too loud. No one wants to listen to that.
Yeah. Squid zoomies are so like, he breathes like a fucking gremlin. So, cause he's like, ha, 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 when he's like doing that. And then if you're not like interacting with him, he'll literally go like, like he'll like nip your clothes or something. He's a puppy. He's playing. No advice needed. He's just having fun. But now I have to slow him down because he'll get like tired for running for 2 minutes because he's a little hog. And then he'll go drink too much water and then he'll throw up that water and then he'll try to eat that. So, so I have to slow him down.
Quick little squid update. So,
yeah. A quick little squid update. He's loving life and living lavish. That's what he's doing.
Shit. Okay. So we're doing a part two to funny back to school stories since we didn't get to read that many in the last episode.
Yes.
A lot of them, cause I perused through them and even the ones we did last time, a lot of them have to do with farting, right? Which is so funny. And it reminded me of one time in high school, my freshman year, I made the varsity team and I was so nervous cause all the girls were older than me. And one time we had an away game, it was like a preseason one and I didn't want to go. Well, actually, I didn't want to go because I didn't want to play anymore. But I wanted to like skip school that day because the Jonas Brothers were doing a meet and greet for their book at Disneyland.
I remember that.
And so I told my coach, hey, like I'm going to miss school the day of the game, but I'll meet you guys at the game because we would take the bus, obviously, from school. And she was like, oh, it's against like the rules to not go to school. That like you, if you miss class, you can't play in the game.
Yeah.
And I was so upset. So we didn't get to meet the Jonas Brothers then, but then we did get to meet them, I don't know, like 15 years later. But anyways, I went to the game. I was so nervous. I think it was like my first game with them and we were warming up and I remember we were doing this drill where there was like two people on each side of the goal and then two facing us because I put goalie. And so I dove for the ball in front of one of the girls and I farted so loud, dude.
Ew.
And then I literally stood up and just acted like I didn't do that. And then like, cause I was so nervous. I like was like, if I draw attention to it, if I'm like, if I like look, then everyone's gonna know it was me. And then one of them brought it up to me later and I was like, I literally didn't fart, but okay. And then she was so embarrassed. I was like, is that why you guys always laugh at me? And she was like, oh no. And then I was like, me gaslighting her.
Into feeling guilty.
But I know that is what they laugh about me for and I wasn't going to own up to it.
I just think like, if I heard it and you're not my friend, like I'm not like, if you farted in front of me, I'd be like, dude, are you fucking for real?
Yeah.
Like, go do that shit somewhere else.
I'm trying to think of something. Like,
I just get mad at you. Like, I wouldn't even like, I wouldn't like embarrass you. I would just get mad at you.
Like if Brandon bent down to tie your shoe, like you're trying on an outfit and he farted, what would you do?
What would you do? I would ignore it. That's my point. Like, me it's too. Just, it's kind of like falling. Like, it's like, do you want me to acknowledge it? No.
Yeah.
So like, I'm down to pretend. Like, you can pretend. What I hate is when they're like, sorry about that. Like, then you put me in a weird spot. Brandon has never done that. That's my stylist. No. He has never done that to me.
He's so sweet too.
He has never done that to me.
He would never
like,
do that.
Like, I was going to say, why'd you should have used Adam. But honestly, if Adam did it, we would laugh about it. Yeah. Like, I would make fun of him because we're that close. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, I would ignore it. Like, I would just pretend. Cause like, I don't want to talk about it just as much as you do. So like, I'm super cool with pretending. Yeah, like,
I feel that.
And like you, like, that's what I'm saying. Like her bringing it up to you, like, what do you gain out of that? Yeah. Like you just want confirmation. You heard it, bitch, right? You
it's have, mean.
You have the knowledge and the sense about you to know that it was me. And if I say it wasn't me, who are you to tell me I'm wrong?
I agree. Yeah.
Right. So like, just don't bring it up at all. Like, I'm down to pretend. I'd laugh about it, but privately.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't kiki with like other's teammates. Like I would go home and tell my family. Like that's like one of those things where I tell you, like, I won't tell anyone. When I say that, there's an asterisk next to it, which means I will tell my family and my boyfriend. But outside of that, that's
yeah. No one's hearing a peep out of me.
I'm kidding. Relax. Okay. I'm kidding.
Okay. So this first one's from Haley. She said, I downloaded my sixth grade class books to my family's iPad instead of just borrowing a copy to feel like that bitch. I never charged it. And I always ended up having to use the school's hard copies anyways.
Cause you were in sixth grade. So you don't need an iPad. You don't need an iPad. Damn. With sixth grade, how old are you? You had an iPad in sixth grade?
Well, it was the family one, so.
Still, though, iPads were around. They were not around when I was in sixth grade.
Well, yeah, clearly.
Because we're old.
Because I'm 100 years old.
That's so funny. I remember a text. Remember those little, like, those little socks you had to put on your textbooks?
Yeah, the book covers.
Book covers, yeah. So like, and you try to get like cute ones that like match your personality.
And I hated when the book would be too big, so it'd be stretched out and thin.
Just like stretched to hell.
And you can like see through it. And like it.
The corners are still hanging out. Like the corners on the spine are hanging out because they're too small.
I hated that. I thought that was ridiculous. I'm borrowing a textbook because the school is, you know, offering it to me, and then I have to do my duty to protect it.
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, especially when I only had to get book covers and shit in middle school.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, and especially, like, I'm 12 years old.
Dude, I told Steven and Alex about my middle school. Dude, Alex told me the funniest fucking stories. Like, she said, did you know she played saxophone?
I don't think I've ever talked to her. Which one, though?
An alto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we have talked about that.
Yeah. She.
I'm not going to lie. I think playing the saxophone is equivalent to being a lesbian. Like, lesbians don't pick the flute. You know what? Some of them might pick the clarinet.
I picked the flute.
Yeah, they might pick the clarinet. Clarinet seems kind of gay to me.
I think brass is where you're right.
Are
with
you
brass.
Kidding? If a girl picks trumpet,
that's what I'm saying.
She's gay. No, I know. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
but the trumpet's way more gay. Maybe saxophone's like bi, but
yeah,
trumpet is for sure a lesbian. Same with trombone.
Yeah,
come on.
Anything brass. Yeah,
drums hit or miss, but
yeah,
for sure the trumpet.
Yeah.
Woodwinds.
Woodwinds is me.
Yeah.
Like flute, clarinet. Don't come for me. I'm not a band expert.
Piccolo.
No, she told me she played the saxophone. And she said she like, me just telling Alex's stories, she told me that she tried to convince her mom, like, just buy it because I'm going to play saxophone for the rest of my life. Like,
I think she did tell me this. Okay.
She's like, I'm literally going to play forever. Like, I haven't even started, but I'm going to be an expert. And then her mom was like, okay, how about you stick with it for a year? And then if you really want to, we could talk about buying it next year. She's like, okay. She's like, I did it for like 3 or 4 months. And she goes, and then I realized that everybody started bullying me because I was a nerd in the band. So then I quit.
I know, I played the
song. I was like, really? She goes, yeah, like there was one girl that bullied me a lot. She was like, but like, and it was just so sad. It was like the way she told me, she was like, and then I found out like popular girls don't do this. And then I just quit. Well, turns out your mom was right. Like, she knew you were going to quit it anyways.
I played the saxophone from, I think, 4th to 6th grade. Mm-hmm. And I was so nervous for 6th grade because it was a new teacher. That teacher was so mean. He made me hate the saxophone.
Yeah, I remember that.
He would make me cry every day.
He was known for being really mean.
He was so mean. I'm like, how do you work at a middle school and you fucking hate kids?
Yeah.
And you're the band teacher.
That was my 8th grade math teacher. She hated kids.
We would play on like holidays. We would play this game where he put us in teams and he would play like the first 5 seconds of a song and you had to write it down. Did it was so fun and I was always winning, but it was really, really fun. But yeah, he did make
that's
me
true.
Hate
Jason did quit the band after 6th grade after that class
because he was mean to me, and that was my fault for wanting to be an advanced band. I should have just stayed in intro band.
Ugh, when you're so talented, rip.
I know, I was the only 6th grader in there, everyone was in 8th grade. Ugh. Oh my gosh, in that class, this girl, like, so you know, Drew's told stories about how, like, people would ask me if they could copy my homework and then I would lie and say that I didn't have it. Mm. So I remember I was sitting with my friend and we were talking about how you would take your PE clothes home on Friday and you would wash them and you'd bring them back on Monday. I did it every Friday, like clockwork.
Dude.
One time, you know, story.
Yeah.
One time, my friend and I were talking about how we wash our PE clothes and she was saying like, yeah, I can't believe some girls don't. And I was like, I know, I think it's, you know, I think that's gross. And then this girl that was sitting in front of me, she turns around and she goes, oh, you washed your PE clothes to me? And I go, yeah. And she goes, is there any way I could borrow yours? I have PE in 2nd period and we were in 1st period and I didn't have it till I think 6th or 7th.
And mind you, she had hers. She just didn't wash them.
Yeah. No, she forgot them at home. Like she took them home to wash them and she forgot them at home.
Oh, okay.
And you would get like detention if you didn't have like your PE clothes.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I was like, when she was asking me, and so then I went, yeah, that's fine.
The story is so Dayson coded.
And then I let her borrow them, and then she gave them back to me like at lunch and they were sweaty and I was annoyed. And then I put them on and they didn't feel good. But yeah, then I wore them and they were sweaty and I felt like itchy all day. Like, I just felt gross. And it's honest, it was probably like a placebo where I like made myself think that because I was wearing someone else's sweaty clothes.
I doubt it. I doubt it was a placebo.
Well, then I had to take them home and wash them again.
And then my mom was like, why are you washing them again? I just washed those for you. And then Daisy was like, well, this girl at school that she didn't know, by the way, like, this girl was not her friend. It wasn't me.
No, it was like a classmate.
A literal random person who just was over, like, eavesdropping on her conversation. Mm. And she, like, was like, and she said she didn't have her, so I just let her use mine. My mom goes, you wore the same, you let her use your clothes, her clothes, and she fucking ran around in them, sweat in them, and then she gave them back to you. And the Jason was like, yeah. And then my mom was like, don't ever do that again. That's also so, so unsanitary. Like, it's like genuinely, like, that's really bad. Like, she should not. It's one thing to copy homework, but to be like, can I borrow your shorts? Just run around in them for a little bit. Do you mind if I exercise in your shorts?
And our PE shirts were so thick because they were double-sided.
Yeah. Dude, our PE shirts were literally like, they felt like the, you know, those fucking things they put on you at the dentist when they give you x-rays? So it'll give you like fucking
cancer,
radiation poisoning. You know what I'm saying? That's what they felt like. They felt like a fucking weight vest. So you sweat, like, if you already sweat, like, you're going to sweat 10 times more in that fucking wool coat that they had us wear. Cause they were reversible. So like, once I was black, once I was yellow. And then like, sometimes they'd be like, wear yellow or wear black.
Girls wear yellow, boys wear. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you'd have to like reverse them and wear it. It literally felt like those weight vests they put on you at the fucking dentist. Like, to protect you.
Like, it was literally two shirts sewed together. It wasn't like a shirt with a pattern on the inside.
No, it literally was thick as hell. So, and then the shorts were so cheap and thin.
Yeah.
And they were those ones that like were super tight on your butt and your, and then they would flare a little bit on your legs like that. Dogs.
Awful.
Fucking horrible. And your name was written on them. You had to write your name so that your teacher could identify you. They could ID you.
Dude. Okay, this next one's from Nikki. She said, one time I was walking to class with my ex at the time, and she was telling me a story. In the middle of her story, I started choking on my gum, and she proceeded to continue telling her story while I was gagging. And then when she finally finished, she asked if I was okay. Needless to say, we didn't work out. that reminds me of Cassidy Condi's video.
Dude, I know. I'm not kidding. I thought of the same.
If you guys don't follow Cassidy on TikTok, she's really funny.
Cassidy Condi.
Yeah, but she posted a video talking about how she has like distinct memories attached to Certified Lover Boy, the Drake album. And she said she went to a date at a steakhouse with this guy. And she said she was trying to be cute and like, only, she's like, you know, usually when you eat steak, you have to chew it like 50 times.
And she's like, you're chewing and you're like, mm.
Yeah. So she said, so this time I was like, I'm only going to chew it like 5 times. Like, and she said she swallowed it and it got stuck. And she said it was like a big chunk, like in her throat. And she said she was going like this. She was trying to first clear her throat. She was, like,
she was trying to do it like cute at first. And then it like, she literally was like, I'm literally choking.
And then she stood up. The waiter slapped her back.
She stood up and was like telling, like pointing, and he was still talking.
He was like, what are you doing?
Like, you didn't understand. And then a waiter came and slapped her back really hard. She's coughed it out. She's all, so, anyways, that's what that reminds me of.
It was really funny. Like, choking is not funny, but that story is funny, yeah. Drew used to choke on literally everything. I think we've talked about this before. You know who was like that too? Donnie.
Yeah, but his would be like... Mine was like little things.
Yeah.
His would be
too
like
food.
too much food at once when he was like a baby. Yeah. But mine was like well into childhood, like when I was like 8, 9, 10 kind of thing. But it's just anything small, like a peppermint, a hard candy of any kind, Jolly Rancher.
She could not, like, she was not allowed to eat sunflower seeds, so I would have to bite them open and give them to her.
I just
like don't. I don't know why. Like I just always choked on that shit. Like
so much that my mom
literally banned me from eating them anymore. She was too afraid that I was gonna choke. I remember one time my sister and I were like.
We were looking at something.
Like we were both laying on our stomachs and we were looking at like a book or something. Like a
coloring book. No, I was playing with my light bright.
Yeah, but we were laying together, like on the ground in the living room. And I remember we had this fancy vase and it had candies in it. And it was like a decorative one. And I remember my dad was watching us. My mom was in college at the time. So she was like taking some courses and she was there. And my dad was like, hey, you guys stay here. I'm going to go do something really quick. And I forget where he went. He went to go like work on something or like go get something. And we're older. Like, I think I was like eight, like
maybe I might have been eight and you were six. I think that makes more sense.
No, we were like children though. I'm saying it's like, I wasn't like a toddler is my point. Like, so my dad walked into the other room for like maybe 5 minutes. And like, I went to get a candy. I like literally had to climb on something to get it. Cause it was, my dad literally put it high up so I couldn't get it. So I like found a way to get up there and I got it.
And I went to unwrap the candies,
and I remember they were like orange and yellow, like little sweet green hard candies. And then Daisy was, you're not supposed to eat those because I was banned from eating hard candies. And I was like, it's literally fine. But I did it because he was gone, obviously. I ate it 2 seconds later. I started choking. And then Daisy was like, Daddy, help! Like, she's choking again. And then, like, I was joking and I threw up in front of Daisy because it was stuck right there. And my dad literally picked me up and ran me to the bathroom. And I'm throwing up like into the sink. And my dad is like sticking his fingers all the way down my throat and like trying to, because he tried hitting me, he tried Heimlicking and it wouldn't get out. So my dad literally stuck his hand in my throat and fucking took it out, like ripped it out because he was so scared. My eyes are all red.
Water.
Watering. My hair's all fucked up. Because I was literally choking on that fucking candy. And that whole saga happened in like 30 seconds. Like, that's how long it took me to choke, throw up, and then my dad to rip it out of my mouth. And then Jason was afraid of me for the rest of the day because she's emetophobic. And when we went to go pick up my mom from school, my dad was like, why the fuck? Like, my dad was like, why did you eat that? I told you you're not allowed to have those. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, my eyes are all red. And I was like,
you're all sweaty. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And then I literally told my dad, can I go back and play now? And my dad was like, sure. Cause my dad had to clean up my fucking vomit everywhere. And then we went to go pick my mom up from school. And when we were driving in the car, we had three rows in our car. And my sister made me sit all the way in the back by myself because she was so afraid of me. And she was like, you sit back there. And I was like, I wasn't sick. I literally choked. Like, I'm like annoyed at her.
She's like, come on.
I was like, I literally choked, Jason. Like, it was just choking. It's fine. And she was like, no. And she just refused to look at me or talk to me the rest of the day. And then my mom was really mad at me when my dad picked her up, which is so like, dude, that's like a summary of having children. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just fucking crazy.
Okay. This next one's from Jamie. She said, I once sneezed so hard one time in an all girl health class that I farted and almost shit my pants. The teacher literally stopped the lesson to just stare at me.
Well, that's fucked up. To put you on the spot like that. She's like, it's almost like she stops and she's like, I want you to think about what you just did.
Like, why are you like that?
Why do you act like that?
Like what?
Dude, and you were in all women's health class? Is that like the same thing when they would like take you out to show you the video about periods?
Probably.
Do you think?
Yeah. And like why you shouldn't share razors and whatever.
Yeah, like all the different things that you need to like be mindful of when you have a vagina. That's crazy. Also, to put you on the spot like that, she's like, I'm going to let you sit in that for a little bit. And now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
Sure.
Who knows the reference?
I know it.
Let me know in the comments below.
Let us know down below. Okay, this next one's from Sierra. She said, all through middle school, I strictly wore my hair in a high ponytail. If it wasn't tight enough, I would get so mad at my mom. And one of those tiny, thin Under Armour headbands every day. I probably had 200 of those stringy headbands. My hairline has never been the same.
Damn, bitch.
That's crazy.
Damn, bitch.
I did a slick back pony probably in like fifth grade. I think that was like the whole time I did that. But in sixth grade, I didn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I remember when we were in... I think we were in elementary school. Like, it was like when my mom started working, like moving up the corporate ladder kind of thing. And my dad was working too, but my mom's schedule, she started a lot earlier. So my dad would take us to school. And I remember he would always like make us shower in the morning, mm-hmm. Get dressed. And then he would do our hair and like make sure we eat breakfast and like have lunch and everything. Like my dad was like taking care of the home stuff when my mom would go to work earlier than him. Oh, I think that was when he was working like night shifts and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why. So he would like take us to school and then my mom would pick us up and stuff. And I remember I hated when my dad would do my hair because my dad used to slick all my hair back. Like no part, no barrettes, no cute hair ties, nothing. Like, and I loved like a glam look, bitch. Even though I would come home and look like I got hit by a bus, I always wanted to look really cute when I went to school. And yeah. Like Dayson was like, I don't care because I hate that I'm going to school. Like she didn't give a fuck. And I remember I would cry and I would tell my dad, please do something different with my hair. But my dad would be like, I don't know how to do anything and we have to hurry. Like, my dad was like, just hurry, just help me. And also that was my fault too, because Dayson would always get up when my dad woke us up. She would get out of bed. She would go downstairs. She would like brush her teeth, do all her stuff, go downstairs, go eat her breakfast. And I'd still be sleeping. And then he would come in the room. He'd be like, Drew, get up. And then he would wake me, turn all the lights on. Then he would literally have to pull me out of bed. And then I was pissed off that he didn't have enough time to do my very intricate hairstyles.
That's the same with Donnie. Like
my dad would literally bag up my breakfast because I was like never downstairs on time to eat it. Cause I was too busy fucking sleeping.
Never ready to go and then never ready to leave school.
And then pissed off that nobody wants to take their time getting my hair ready. And I remember my mom would come home. I'd be like, he's killing me. He's literally killing me. He makes me look so ugly when I go to school. And like, it's funny because I couldn't wear my hair down because I would get too sweaty at school. And my hair was so long that I would get too tangled. So like, I couldn't wear my hair down. My dad was like, you can't wear it down. So he would just... When I literally slicked all the way back, like I was a fucking greaser girl. Like I looked like John Travolta.
I was going to say, like in the army.
Yeah, the way he made me look like Kanicki before I went to fucking school. So fucked up. And then I would beg my mom. I'm like, please teach him how to do my hair, please. And so I remember my mom taught my dad how to at least do a part, right? Like mm-hmm. a side part or something, which I was okay with then. And then he would braid it sometimes, but most of the time it was just fucking like West Side Story. I was a fucking shark.
A low pony. Yeah.
Yeah. In a low pony, yeah. Bitch.
At least yours was high.
As I said, I was like serving Will Turner Corps.
Yeah.
Ugh. So bad. Anyways, I don't remember what the submission said.
That her mama put her hair up in a high pony.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
High slicked back pony with the little thin Under Armour bands.
I remember those. That's cute. I don't know if I ever, I have a widow's peak, so maybe that's why.
For those headbands?
No, I'm saying when we would do the slick back ponies, I'm like, I don't know if that, because I know sometimes it does yank on your hairline if yeah. you do them every day. But I guess we didn't do it every single day. We did it every single day and it was that tight and hairsprayed. That's crazy.
I could never wear those Under Armour headbands because they would hurt my head because my head's too big.
Same.
Or they'd like just slip off because my head's too big.
Same.
So, but I liked pre-wrap. That was cute.
Oh yeah. Well, pre-wrap I always wore when I played soccer, but I didn't wear it to school really.
Yeah, me either.
Unless I was like trying to do a sporty look. Oh yeah. I remember in high school... We would say like, oh, I don't think I'm going to dress up today. And then I would like intentionally try to look like I like just woke up, mm-hmm. but like in a cute way. Do you remember that?
Such pick me shit, bro.
Oh my God. That makes me want to kill myself. That makes me want to go.
So bad.
That makes me want to like use PIM particles to go back and punch myself in the fucking head. That's crazy, dude. Yeah, like I would like intentionally, I would like wear like basketball shorts and like a big t-shirt and like socks and sandals, like shit that I wouldn't even wear if I was going to bed. You know what I'm saying?
And like, then your hair's in a messy bun.
Yeah, and I would try to do a mess. Oh,
it's so
that's so humiliating. That's so pick me. That makes me like my skin itch. Ugh, that's so gross. I hate that.
And you're like, ugh, I just wasn't feeling like getting dressed up today.
Even though we would coordinate that, like I would like text my friends
and be like, hey, dress down tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. The way I would literally schedule it, and then I'm like, oh, I just didn't have time. That's so cringe. Oh, that's so cringe.
Like anyone cared.
Yeah, like anyone was like I was like getting my outfits were getting clocked when yeah. I just, like nobody gives a fuck. Oh my god, that's so ugly. I hate that. I like my heart is like kind of racing right now because I'm thinking about how cringe that is. The thought of like making that as an active choice is so cringe to me. Ugh.
I know a school story that everyone really wants you to tell is the computer lab story.
I can't tell you guys that story.
Not even on the Patreon, you guys.
I'm not kidding. Like, it's funny when I tell it.
But when you think of it, it's not funny. But when you
really factor in the context, it's not funny. Like, and by that I mean, like, we're all minors and it's like something like that is happening that shouldn't have been happening when we were that age.
Especially at school.
So like, that story is horrifying. It's not funny. It's just like horrifying. Mm-hmm. The funny part about it is like the only funny part about that is literally me, like being like, so unaware of certain things that existed in the world that I was like just so confused. Like I was just like, I don't understand because my worldview was so small and shallow because I was a child. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like my knowledge of the world and relationships and all of that shit was like literally like this. It was a fucking pinhole, bitch. Like it was so, so shallow and narrow. So like in the sense that I just didn't know anything and I didn't know any better. I never thought about stuff. So like, I never thought about stuff that is factored into that story. So I can't tell you that story because it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like it's not because I just like, for like protection reasons, which like that is kind of part of it, but it's more so just like, it's inappropriate. It's just horrifying. And it did alter my brain chemistry. So. I guess it's kind of traumatizing too.
It is trauma, yeah.
But it's like the funny part is what I was telling myself happened because I was such a child. Like I was such a baby. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how old was I in that grade when that happened? I was in eighth grade. So it was like.
You're like 12, 13.
12. Yeah, like 12. Yeah, I was 12. Yeah, I was literally 12 when it happened. So like I didn't know anything about anything. So. Honestly, when I tell people, like, not talking about the computer lab story, but when I tell people about my middle school in general, people, like, think that it's not real. Mm-hmm.
Or that we're making it up.
Yeah, because it's so outrageous. And I don't mean, like, not all the stories are, like, the computer lab story, but it's more so just that my school was so weird in a lot of ways. Like, we did the strangest things. Like, I was telling Alex and Steven, I was telling them about how, you know, the units thing that we did in PE, like we would pick a sport every semester or whatever to like play a new sport, which is normal. Mm-hmm. But we just had weird sports. Like one of them was like circus, which is like juggling and riding a unicycle, which Billy to this day still thinks I made up.
It was juggling, riding a unicycle. It was that thing, the two sticks with the string.
That's right. Yeah. That you would throw up in the air.
Is it like devil sticks or no, that's a different thing where it's the two sticks and you hit the thing.
Yeah.
And then you can like flip it. I learned how to do that one. I forget what this one was called. And you would hit the side of the string because it would spin the little cup thing.
Yes.
And you throw it in the air and catch it. So you got to master juggling.
I literally told them also there was a third thing. I just can't remember.
You had to master all three of those. And then you would be, because we only had one unicycle. And then you would be allowed to try the unicycle. And I got to try it and I passed. Yeah. It was fun.
Like that was one. We did archery. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean, like, they would give you a bow and arrow and they would give us targets and we would just shoot them. Like, we would practice.
But there are a lot of safety things that we had.
Was there? Because I feel like there
I mean, wasn't. In the sense where my teacher would tell us all, like, you're not allowed to go grab your arrow, like, when everyone, like,
yeah, until but we're again, like, we're children. Like, they should not have given us weapons. Like, they were real bows and arrows. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like, they were sharp as fuck. And, like, there's one teacher watching 30 kids, yeah. And all of them are shooting arrows. That's crazy. And some of them are 10. That's fucking insane. And so, like, we did that.
Rock climbing. I took a Tai Bo one. That one was really fun.
That's right.
We'd watch Billy Blink's videos.
That's right. And also, like, when you hear that, you think, oh, it was probably, like, a really fancy, like, rich school. Wrong. Like, we were in a low percentage, like, poverty-stricken school. Like, everyone that went to our school was below the poverty line. Like, that's where we went to school. How they had all of those things, I genuinely I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they were just, like, sourcing every Goodwill they could find or every, like, like, gym, like, that had stuff, and they're giving it away, and they're like, I'll take it. And then they were just because some of the shit didn't match. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, that's just insane to
me. We had lacrosse, field hockey. Like, they're all sports, yep. Like, that I didn't grow up playing because I'm not white and I didn't grow up in a white area.
Yeah.
So it was, like, kind of crazy that they had access to all of those.
And it's funny too, because they would say, like, only, like, when you would have units like circus, for example, only a certain amount, like, they could only take so many because they didn't have enough for everyone. So, like, if everyone wanted to join, that, like, you couldn't.
Yeah. So eighth graders would get to pick first.
Yeah. Eighth graders, seventh, then sixth. And then they would cut it off once you hit, like, you could only have like 10 people in that unit and that's it. And then archery, you could only have 20 people and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then, but they would have a bunch of sports so everyone could pick something. So it's just, like, so strange. I had medieval, like, Renaissance fair. We had that in seventh grade. But I think our school was just extremely resourceful. Like, I think that's why we had stuff like that.
I don't know, but it was fun.
Fuck if I know. But every time I talk about it, people say it sounds fake. Because it does. Or it sounds like we went to a private school, which we didn't.
Yeah.
It was a very low income school because we were low income too. So that's why I was like, it was very weird to think about, huh?
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, shit like that I think about and I'm like, that's crazy. I should not have been doing that when I was 11 years old.
No, shooting a bow and arrow.
I know. It's like, Billy's like, it's like you guys are training like for the Hunger Games yeah. or something. That's literally what
that's
it felt.
That's how it felt.
You know, like in the Hunger Games, they pick people from lower, poorer districts and just for entertainment. That's what it fucking felt like.
Literally. This is the last one. This one's anonymous. So she said, for my senior prom, we all slept in tents after the after party in this girl's backyard around 5 a.m.
That's crazy.
Around 5 a.m., I woke up with the worst stomach pain I'd ever experienced. I was on my period. Since everyone was still asleep and I didn't know the girl well enough to poop inside her house, I took a massive shit next to her barn. When everyone got up around 8:30, I heard the girl whose house it was saying she was going to look at the cameras in the backyard and around the barn because someone had stolen something from inside. It was never confirmed that she knew what I did, but let's just say I've never been invited back since.
First, hold on. There's a lot to unpack in that.
Have you seen, you know, like girls will say, like when they poop at their boyfriend's houses, they'll put the poop in a bag and then put it in their purse.
No, I haven't. What the fuck are you talking about?
People have done that. I've heard episodes of Two Hot Takes where they do that.
Why?
I don't know.
Here's a thought. It still smells like poop in the house. So, like, you've already done it.
Maybe it's, like, when the plumbing is bad. Like, they don't know that the,
okay, that's different.
The toilet is broken. But would you... you're going to stick your hand and pick up your poop with your own hand?
No, fuck no. But okay, first of all, I'm a Virgo. So, like, if I go in a bathroom and I check all the facilities. I check that the toilet works. I check that the sink works. And I make sure the lock works. I do that every single time. So, like, that would never happen to me.
Dude, one time we went to Studs in L.A. and to get our ears pierced. Oh, yeah. And I went in the bathroom and I kept making sure the door was closed because my biggest fear is, like, someone walking in on me because that has happened to me more than once.
Yeah.
And so I'm literally peeing. And so I stood up and my back is to the door and it just sounds really loud in there.
Yeah.
And I'm buttoning my pants, I think, are around my butt because I'm, like, trying to fix my shirt or something. And then I realize it's really loud and I turn around and the door's wide open.
Yeah.
And anyone could have just walked up and seen me standing there in my chonies.
Winnie the Pooh.
It's awful. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah, but yeah, I've seen girls do that or just people in general. they'll put their poop in a bag and then put it in their purse to take it home.
What if it's a wet poop? What if it's a diarrhea? Can't pick that up, can you? You know, fish it out like a fish tank? I didn't think so. So
it's like picking up wet sand. It just keeps seeping through your hands. I don't know.
It's like picking up slime. Like, just like take this and go home. Like, that's what I cop to it. But if it's a party, who knows? Maybe I wouldn't.
So you TikTok with this girl. She said when you're pooping at a guy's house for the first time and he doesn't have air freshener and she has like their body wash open.
Me. I've done that shit.
She's just squeezing it in the air.
That's so fucking funny. I have done that. I saw that one. That's real. You know what works better? You pour it out in the sink and you let the water run. And then
you do that too. Get the aroma going.
Yeah. You got to let it run and then Mm-hmm. If they have a window, even if it's that little one above the shower, I go up there. I fucking open that bitch up. And I'll leave it open. I've done that. Searched. And you know what's so funny is now that I live in my own house, like in every bathroom in my house, I have a spray in there.
Yeah.
Really. Of some kind. A poopery.
That a really magic works. Spray. Have you ever used it?
Yeah, I have one.
You got to spray it first, then you poop.
Yeah, there's rules.
Yeah, you spray the water. So you spray the water and then when you poop, it creates this like scent layer on top and then it keeps, so as you're taking a shit, it's just catching all the stink under the water, in the water.
I did not know.
And it's not for the air. You spray the water.
Well, that's in my guest bathroom. So I guess it would only matter if one of my guests, let me know if you've stayed in my house and you pooped here. Let me know if it worked. But I have extra scent. Like I have some Febreze cans. I have some Bath and Body Works, those little magic spray things. Those things are fucking awesome. And then I also have poopery.
The room sprays. Someone had asked what Bath and Body is. The room sprays.
Room sprays. Yeah. They work.
They pack a punch.
I know I told y'all if you smoke the devil's lettuce, it works. It does. And also it works for poop. So, and it works really great too. Like you just spray one and the whole thing smells more than enough. It like gets rid of it immediately. It's fucking crazy. So I have one of those in every bathroom. So no one has to struggle like that. And like if they take a poop in my house. I also have plungers in every bathroom and I have extra toilet paper in every bathroom.
Yeah.
Because that sucks when you have to like plunge on your own. You have to go and look for a plunger. You have to go and ask for one.
Do you have a plunger? I clogged your toilet.
Do you have a plunger? I just feel like someone who went before me, I just went pee. I just don't even know.
Clogged. I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't go in there though. I'll do it. It's fine.
I mean, it was the last one in there that peed, but I'll take care of it.
It's fine. It's not a big deal. Don't go in there. Stop. Okay, back to the story. Sleeping in a tent after prom, that's crazy.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Not even a little bit. That's fucking insane, actually. And then also a barn. What the fuck? Where the fuck are you at? Like, where did you go? Where do you live when you're in high school or here? The girl throwing the party has a barn? And
to lastly, cow farm.
Not to be cows outside. By the way, if I checked the cameras and I saw you taking a shit on my property, I wouldn't invite you back either. If I'm being honest. In fact, I would honestly be mad and I would probably bring it up to you. Especially if I was in high school. And I saw that shit and I caught you on 4K taking a shit outside my barn. I'd be like, what's crazy is you're like, I don't know her well enough to poop, but you knew her well enough to take a shit outside on her property. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't think I've ever pooped outside like that. I've peed outside, but I've never pooped outside. Yes,
I am. I don't have it in me, to be honest. You know, and like you have to go really, really bad and you're like, this is an emergency and like something bad will happen to me. I'll either poop my pants or I'd rather poop my pants or throw up than like, in that kind of situation, but who knows, honestly, if I was desperate like that. No, I know, but I'm saying like, I say that now, but if I was in that situation, if we're talking like when I had that 6-layer mac and cheese on Christmas Eve, I'd shit outside a barn too, probably.
That's true. You had to take 2 showers.
If the devil was taking hold of me like that, I'd poop outside too. But to be fair to the owner of that house, I also wouldn't invite you back. At that point, I would just go inside.
I would rather poop inside too.
Yeah, I'd rather be like, hey, do you have a bathroom? It's all right. I'll find it. And I just run inside. Like, I just go inside. Like, I'm trying to think if I've ever had an emergency like that at someone else's house. Like, thankfully, well, the one I told y'all already was the one when I went to the Long's Drugs on the North Shore. My bad to the guy. You know, all right, when I came out? Okay. Don't watch me do things. How about that?
you're in there for a really long time.
And I looked fucking pale. And then I went to a wedding. I went to a wedding and I had a dress on and everything. Dude.
Sweated with a sweaty jean jacket on.
Yeah, sweat through my jean jacket. That's how intense it was. Like, dude, poops like that. Like, I feel forsaken, like, when it's happening to me. Like, I literally feel like God has abandoned me. Like, there is no God. There is no higher power, clearly. And if there is, he's cruel, because why is he doing this to me? That's, like, how I feel when I have shit. Like, I feel so fucking dramatic when I have poops like that. They're just, like, so horrible.
Yeah.
Like,
it takes over your whole body. It's crazy. Just,
like, that's what I said. Like, the devil is literally taking hold of me. It's fucking horrid. It's so bad. So, I empathize with being like, gotta poop. Yeah. And then you just go.
When you gotta go, I guess. So, if that made sense to you in the moment, I guess, okay. But I would have pooped inside the house.
At least she didn't say anything to you. Like, if she did catch you, if she did see you on the camera, at least she didn't say anything to you. And also, like, having cameras outside your barn, that's smart. You should have went and pooped where, like, other animals are pooping.
That's
gross. You go in the horse stall and just, like, poop on it.
Take a shit in there.
You're like, well, obviously there's a horse. Like, maybe he did it.
No, I think it was the horse. She goes, no, it's definitely one of the cows. And she goes, I don't have any cows. And she's like, oh.
That's interesting. Hmm. Do you have any coyotes? That might have been
any coyotes.
Any coyotes that kill your cow dad when he's playing the banjo?
Voiced by Sam Elliott.
Protecting the chickens.
Because his son's a
selfish hooligan. Bitch. Fucking partier. Dude, I literally got a comment on one of my older, like, one of my TikToks recently.
Okay.
From a few weeks ago. And someone was like, this video was so funny. I almost forgive you for what you said about Tom Petty, so I may refollow you. I'm like, this person literally unfollowed me because I was talking about a cow dad. And I just basically said, I don't know who the fuck Tom Petty is. Like, I was just talking about...
Because you mix up Tom Petty and Johnny Cash. But he sounds like Johnny Cash in the song.
Well, all of that aside, like, I'm talking about an animated cow that plays the banjo. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, who fucking cares? Like,
who cares?
Like, that person literally unfollowed me because they were so mad that I didn't know that Otis's dad was singing a song that was not by Johnny Cash.
I think that's the least of my worries in that situation. I want to know what he's doing playing the banjo. Where does he get off?
With his hooves that look like mittens. Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? Like,
even his coloring. Like, the colors of him.
And he has an udder and he's fucking, he's a
cows
bull.
Are girls. A lot of other issues at hand.
When your cow dad dies. That feeling when your cow dad dies was such a fucking vibe kill. Party's over because my dad decided to die. Like, after I was playing the banjo by the chicken coop. Anyways.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to listen to other episodes, you can stream them ever. You can listen to podcasts. And the video version is always on our YouTube channel. But other than that, we love you and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.